My name's Rick Arthur, and I was leading one of the gun teams on the initial part of the mission that caused all this to start. So we have to kind of rewind back to the beginning. The morning of the 28th, the mission that we started that morning was a LERP mission to insert two LERP teams in the Hobo Woods. And remember the op order that morning? The method was to recon by fire through the hobo in the area that we were going to put the two teams in. I think we had two gun teams, not just mine, but we had two. And we were reconning by fire up and down all the tree lines, just making a lot of noise, putting out a lot of firepower. At the same time, the two insertion shifts, the slicks, were going to insert the LERP teams. With all the confusion, we hoped to make it kind of an unnoticed LERP insertion. That was the mission. That was the way we were going to perform it. And that's what we did. While we were reconning by fire, Jim Moore was flying my wing. I wish I knew where Jim, well, I know where Jim's at, but I wish I knew who his co-pilot was. Jim is obviously was killed later. But as we reconned by fire, it was pretty wet, and it was a pretty wet area, and we started a pretty big fire in one of the little tree lines. It looked like, obviously, like it didn't belong there, so Jim dropped down to take a look at what the heck was burning. When he did, he received fire, and he said he's got enemy running underneath him, and he's receiving fire. When he broke, I put a pair of rockets right underneath him. He broke away, and I continued to follow up with more rockets. We blew three bodies out of the tree line, I did. And one of them was wearing a khaki uniform. And at that point, CNC told us that he'd like to pick up those bodies for intelligence reasons. Everything then, LERP teams were in, everything returned back to Coochie, and we had another op order. And the goal then, now the mission had creeped into inserting the rifle platoon to follow up, to police up the intelligence that we might gather from the dead bodies. At that point then, I got involved again in the insertion. The question came up whether it was a hot insertion or we went in cold. I can't remember. I know I was escorting the rifle platoon in. And then, of course, what Bill just mentioned happened. And I ended up flying, I think, I looked at my flight records, my old flight records. I ended up flying 19.1 hours of flight time all through that night and that day into the next day, just dropping load after load to trying to support the rifle.